Library Advisory Commission is called to order. Can I have a roll call, please?
Commissioner Dexter?
Here.
Vice Chair Tracy Prue? Absent. Commissioner Gorson?
Here.
Commissioner Campos?
Here.
Commissioner, Chair Campbell?
Here.
Commissioner Jackson?
Here.
Commissioner Gert? Absent.
Okay. Item two is to approve the agenda of August 22nd, 2016. Is there a motion?
There is a change.
Very sadly,
Shelly
had a death in the family over the weekend, and she's traveling to the Northwest, and so we're postponing her presentation.
Okay. I'll note that change.
Now so moved.
Also, those minor edits I mentioned in the adjournment, just that it states the wrong ending date, and the next meeting is going to be at Aptos, not downtown again.
Right, and that's reflected in item 10.
Okay, Aptos. Well, I mean, I guess we had a move. We had a motion, and now we had a motion in second, and now you corrected it, so I guess we can go forward.
All right, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Passes unanimously. Item three, oral communications. Is there any member of the audience that would like to address this board on an item that is not on this evening's agenda? Seeing none, we'll move on to item four, the consent agenda, which is one item to approve the minutes of July 25th, 2016.
I so moved. Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Passes unanimously. Item five, member reports. Are there members that would like to present a report?
I have a quick one from Capitola Library Advisory Committee. Capitola, City of Capitola, has hired a project manager for construction. Mm-hmm. Yay. Mm-hmm. Same one that was the project manager for Scotts Valley.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good.
And then the same David, I can't remember his last name,
Campbell,
who was the lead on it,
yeah,
is the lead for Capitola. So that's really good, because I know everyone is happy with the Scotts Valley performance. And so Bogart Construction is the name of the company. They basically confirmed the construction schedule that our city manager had put together. They think there's possibility of bringing in some of the dates, making it a little bit shorter. So next steps are going to be to get an architect on board, get our conceptual plans done by January, and then there's that huge long time of things that are totally unknown to me, permits, financing, blah, 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 with the estimated groundbreaking of May of 2018. So that is, that's our update.
Is there any members that have reports?
I can do a little update. It's just like Barbara's. No, not really. I mean, it's probably close. I didn't hear the first part of yours, but... we have a little bit different process, I think, than you, because you have city council and you have this advisory commission. I would say it's Felton Library Friends who are kind of the people that are interfacing with the county, and also the parks, because parks are going to be a player in this too, as a partner. So we did have a meeting a couple weeks ago with, I think we had about 10 or 12 people from all the different aspects of the project, and I think we're going to make some progress soon on sort of a more firm timeline. And but we are also looking at 2017 as being a long period of waiting for the discretionary permits and the CEQA, and but also just planning what the library is going to look like in size. And there's actually a ton to do, but it's also fundraising. And so Felton Library Friends organization has been dormant for the last probably 2 to 3 years, kind of waiting on all the things that have now happened. So we're going to start meeting again and looking at that piece. anyway, I think that's it.
Is the county providing any?
No, the county has a library project manager for capital projects, and so she is the person that is managing. And then I think next month we will rehire Teal, and he'll be a really integral part of getting all those permits and discretionary permitting in line. He's done it before, and some of them need to be renewed. So, it's a really strong team of people, both from the parks and from public works, really.
Any other members? Okay. So moving on to item 6, the library director report.
We had a wonderful summer. The program team did a beautiful job with summer reading. We had a very successful Festival of the Book. We had a very successful BMX bike event in Scotts Valley. We had a lot of people participating. We again had over 50% of the children who signed up finished, which is a very high percentage compared to other public libraries. The programs were very well received, and they're getting a very well-deserved rest in the month of August. Mm-hmm. They usually take a hiatus this month. They'll start up some of their programs again in September, and then the rest of them, the after-school programs, will start up again in October. So that went very, very well. As most of you know, because you're connected to your own jurisdictions, almost all of the jurisdictions and branches are in some phase of planning for the new facilities. And what's happening now is Nicole is gathering all the information to create a timeline so we can kind of get an idea of when projects might happen, who's going to delay, who wants to go right away, what's involved. So we have all over this service area, we have lots of people checking grooves and checking wiring and all that kind of thing that has to be done for the, especially for the buildings that are going to be renovated, not necessarily built over. But it's very exciting. Scenic is being installed now, so we never know quite when they're going to show up, but they will. It's not Scenic that will show up at Comcast. But one day they're there at the branch, and they're ready to do the wiring, some of the wiring from the source to the building that needs to be done. And then it will just sit there and wait until everything is in place. And later on we can turn the whole thing on. But that's proceeding as well. So it's been a great summer.
Moving on to item 7, general business. As noted, we're going to go ahead and skip item A and move on to item B, Measure S website discussion.
Okay. My two items, both B and C, are really requests for feedback from you. I don't necessarily expect that you'll have a whole lot of answers this minute, but you might. And I have notes. I have my pencil. I'm ready. But there are some things that we feel that we need to do, and I want to get your thoughts on some of these things and your perspective. The first one is with a website. As you know, when we were in the middle of promoting Measure S, we had pages on the website that had all the important documents, explained the ballot language, and explained everything that's going to happen. So now what we want to do is take those pages and convert them into a section of the website that contains up-to-date information on all of the work that is being done at all the branches. So I have an idea in my head, but I don't know how to pull it off. But Lynn has staff who can understand my ramblings and can figure out how the page needs to work. So right now what I'm doing is asking people what kind of information would help, and from you, what kinds of information do you think we should share when people go to that section? They want to go into the Felton tab, mm-hmm. because what I think would be good is to have something on the landing page that maybe we're doing the first shovel of dirt somewhere or something like that, or there's a meeting, that an important meeting that's happening. But then if you're interested in a particular branch, you can just select that branch and go and find out, well, so-and-so is meeting, such-and-such a decision's made, this project manager was hired, that interior designer was hired, whatever it would be. But I'd like to know more from you because many of you are creating this content as well as representing the people who will be reading it. The idea is not just that we have it there so everybody can see it, but we want to assure everybody that we're taking this seriously, that we're making good. This is a very long process. It's going to be 8 years, because within the first 5 years, by the end of the first 5 years, all the money will have to have been asked for. Not everybody's going to ask for the money right away. Felton's going to ask for the money right away, and Capitola's going to ask for the money right away. Not everybody is. But by the end of 5 years, everybody will have said, okay, here's my timeline, here's what we're going to do. So this is a long-term thing. I think I want to have those documents, the background documents that are important there. But what do you think about, if you wanted to go there, if you wanted to tell people in your community that this was going to be there, what do you think they would like to see, or how do you think we could do this? What is the kind of things that we can do? And we want to make it interesting. Lynn had a great idea. She thought from time to time when something really exciting construction was happening that we could do a webcam. Mm-hmm. And film it, and then you can see this gigantic crane come and do whatever gigantic cranes are going to do. But I would just like to know what you would like to see, or what you think the people you're representing would like to see.
Mm-hmm. I think Scotts Valley probably would be interested in knowing. I think it seems like to me the area of the system that put up the most resistance to this, because we have the newest library, and it's a little... Make sure there's something on there, a little background of why the money was needed, the roof. I know the roof needs to be redone and all that. I don't know how important that is for the other branches.
Sure.
In the downtown.
Absolutely.
I know a lot of things haven't been fixed here in a long time. But, so that's just my
suggestion.
Because I just feel like we got the most negativity from stuff.
You mean like on the landing page?
Yeah.
Sort of the overview of what the whole thing was.
That makes sense, because particularly as time goes on,
remind
3 or 4 years down the road, nobody's going to remember what many
They're just going to see it when they open their property tax bill, and it might be nice to remind them what they're paying.
This is a critical reason why I'm asking the question. But we will definitely do that.
I know when San Francisco is doing all of their building, which there seems like they're doing it all the time, but they have kind of a... It was just a form for every branch, and I've looked at them numerous times because they have a lot of really good information. So I can
go to that website.
And so it's really consistent. You can click on a branch, you can see the money, the project,
templates.
Whole overview.
Templates.
Well, the template should be the same for every.
That's what they have.
Consistency.
And I think San Jose has done the same thing. So I think it's really, we're sort of looking at their sites to see. And also, so besides the template, which that's right there, you're going to satisfy a bunch of people.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then I think beyond that, the idea of, I've seen it where they have links to like a image like Flickr or Pinterest or something like that. Because I think people also like to see images.
Some easy form
to just click on. Yeah, so like when you get floor plans and when you get, then people can actually go and see what's coming.
And if there are public meetings.
Yeah, definitely.
I think that's important. Mm-hmm. I think that's important for the major, any decision-making meetings that are happening either at the county or the various jurisdictions.
And that might be a lot of updating. I'm not sure.
Well, just I've already thought about that.
Okay.
And you'll all be hearing from me way too much, and you will not be able to wait until I retire, but then somebody else will come and do it after me. It's going to make this work, we're going to have to keep it up to date. I don't want people going there and seeing the same thing this month that they saw last month, because with so many projects, there's going to be changes.
But not all the projects are going to be moving at the same pace.
No, but I'll want to check in with everybody. Mm-hmm. Maybe there'll be something to say. I don't know.
I think it'd be nice, and I don't know how you're going to do this, but if you could see all the projects in some way,
in
one table, and color code which ones are planning, which ones are
the timeline.
So the major parts of the project.
Like a snapshot of the whole.
And that would be good if we could figure out something for the landing page okay.
Oh, that's great. Good. So you can see how what everything's going across the county.
Yeah, and I was thinking when you first started talking about this, just from a Capitola standpoint, the city, I'm sure, is going to have at least a page on construction updates.
Right.
Capitola Friends will have our website. Mm-hmm. We have it now, and we will be doing updates.
And so we can link.
And so, you know, it would be good that, you know, three different parties are not trying to update this.
No, we
content.
Would just link. We find out where the information is and link to it.
Yeah, and I think the same with Felt Library Friends, just doing a link to that, and maybe the face page or the Facebook page, or maybe it's just one link, because that will get you to where you need to go with all the most up-to-date information, and you don't have to re-enter it.
The other thing that came up that I was wondering about, and I know not every branch has a friends group, but for the branches that do, it seems like having easily found contact information, because you're going to want, I'm sure, the community involved in what's going on. So we were thinking some way we're really fast if people are kind of caught by this park or caught by whatever. You know, how can I get involved in this?
How can I help?
Ready to help?
Yeah. And it may be what it is the way we do the link. So we make the link attractive.
People do send us emails through our website, and I'm sure yours too.
Yeah. Right?
Especially, I mean, when we become really active, that's going to happen. So.
Because we're going to be at a point where we're going to have an awful lot going on at one time. Because even though we're staggering the timeline, you're going to hit a point where everything is going to be happening, at least for some period of time. And if you think of anything that we haven't talked about, just let me know. Drop me an email, call me or something. Because we want to take the time to do this right, because it is going to be a long-term thing, and I really want it to be useful. And I really want the people to feel like we're paying attention. They get 71% of the vote. I want them to know we're paying attention to that.
I would say, too, if you're going to be pointing out to the different pages, so that there will be a different look and feel to get the information, but it would be nice in the landing page if there were, you know, like when you do a fun drive, you've got your thermometer. So you kind of you have a progress meter, for someone who may not necessarily want to click, just kind of get a snapshot on an official, we've spent X amount of dollars, or we've completed this many projects. And that won't refresh as often, but I think that would be a nice, you know,
that's a good idea. That would be fun to see. Somebody's going to have a life. Do you have anything to add, Lynn? Because it's your staff that I'm volunteering here.
Yeah. Volunteering.
No, they agreed. They agreed.
Yeah, no, I think Ann and Fish will work.
Yeah, I've already got a meeting with them, so I'm already starting to think about it.
I mean, the only thing I'm thinking about is ways to keep a digital presence at the branches while the branches are closed or under construction. So I'm working kind of in the background on ideas on that. I've got some really good ideas, but obviously one of them is webcam, and it really all depends on how much access I have to project managers to try to ensure that our circuits stay up and we have electricity wherever possible so that we can deliver Wi-Fi and just broadcast Wi-Fi and put extenders out so people have Wi-Fi. And there's another technology called Library Box, which is a little...
Oh, yeah.
You've seen me demonstrate that before. We can put library boxes at branches that are closed so people can still download content. So just any ideas that you have, you know, you can send me an email. But I am going to an innovation fest in toward the end of October at a library in...
The Bay Area.
So basically I'm taking this problem to my colleagues and saying, listen, we have to rebuild 10 branches in 5 years. We want to keep our community connected digitally.
It's what Contra Costa.
You have? And so all these big brain people get together and help me brainstorm this. So.
Yeah,
that's great. It's one of the biggest concerns I hear from our community is how long is the branch going to be?
The library closes.
And what's going to happen?
And that all has to get figured out. And some won't close very much at all. And some, of course, will. And we're going to have to figure that out.
And so in that planning stage, it's really important that library IT be looped in in a sufficient amount of time to ensure that, you know, we can talk to somebody about trying to keep power and a circuit up, a fiber circuit up, especially now that we're on scenic and it'll be super fast. The other thing I'm doing right now is writing a ELP grant for TV white space, super Wi-Fi in the less accessible areas like Boulder Creek and Felton, where we use the spaces in between radio, between UHF and VHF TV stations, FCC unregulated space to broadcast high-speed Wi-Fi. And because it's on a different wavelength, it goes through trees, it goes over hills, it doesn't have any of the constraints that regular Wi-Fi has. So if we get that grant, my plan would be to implement something in the valley for you guys so that more users, it can go up to 5 kilometers, basically, this super Wi-Fi signal. So hopefully get that grant and we can put some of the technology in place and
completely cool.
Keep lighting up areas that, that need to be lit up and give people basic connectivity. So
yeah, and the thing about the website is it's going to take us a while to get it exactly the way they want it. So, well, I know all of you. I know that you aren't going to hesitate about giving me feedback, but please don't hesitate. You know, just tell me. You know, I know that went up there, and this doesn't make sense, and you need to do some other kind of thing. We really want to hear that because we want it. To work well and to be responsive. So we're looking for that feedback.
I was going to say, in addition to the website, just especially, I don't think that the Felton Library will probably close that much, but however, people will want to stay up to date. But just having a sign in the branch is going to be real important to show the timeline. And I mean, I've been thinking about that. It's just that sort of the graphics to get something really for the people that you come into the branch so that they can have a visual of what's going on and the updates. I think that's just as important really as the web for a lot for those people that just really use the physical branch.
Yeah, I would say we could do that on the digital signs that are in the branches, and we can whatever graphic you guys decide on.
That would be easy.
And
we can make it specific to a branch.
We can,
so
we can keep it steady, or we can change things. So we can we can work that out. But that's a tool that we have. At our
and that might be easy. You could do it easily. Send us something electronically, and it would mean it could go up pretty quick.
So we are, you know, IT is ready to keep you guys connected, so we're going to do our very best.
When you get a prototype started on it, you can, you know, if you can give us
access count
to
on
us,
it. Yes, I will. We definitely will, because, yeah, I'm starting to work with Lynn's team now, and they will we'll work on a development server, and then I'll be able to send a link to you.
Okay.
You can look at it and say, no, not this, but yes, that.
Okay, great.
So, yes, you will be involved in that.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
That's right.
Right.
And it's always very long, too, by the way. Not that I'm complaining. Okay, so that's, and if you have, as I say, if you have any thoughts afterward, let me know. We really want this to be right. We feel like this is a very important part of the project, and it's going to go on for a long time. So we want it to do what it needs to do. And it really actually leads into, oh, I guess I need to let you tell me to talk.
Let's move on to IEC. Back to you.
It really leads into the other thing I want to talk about, and that is, we're going to work on another strategic plan. As most of you know, we had a strategic plan that ended in 2015. Most of the, it started, we were working on it in 2010. Well, a lot has changed since 2010. But we did come up with a strategic plan then that is a really good base. I mean, it has all the philosophical things that we want to say. But what we need to do now is make a strategic plan a little bit more for the short term to account for this huge transition we're in. So we thought we would have a 3-year plan, partly because the first people who are going to be asking for some of the Measure S money, as soon as they ask and receive for the money, they will have 3 years to complete their projects. It makes sense. We will have at least seen one round go through and see what happens and what we need to think about. And we'll a little bit start to see how service is going to change, because I think we all suspect that the way we deliver service and where people go and how they want to use the library may change, and there's no way for us to predict that. So we want to make a sensible strategic plan, but not too far out, because we know we're going to need to look at this again soon. So that's why it's a 3-year plan. Oh, what we want to do is involve as many people as we can in a different way than we did the last time. The last time we depended almost exclusively on focus groups. I suppose this is very dangerous. I've been doing a lot of reading and seeing what people do. And there's a huge strength in one-to-one conversations or a small group conversation about these big, important things, because we're going to have to set priorities. Even everything we're doing right now, we may not necessarily be able to do while we have all these buildings going on, while we're trying to deliver service with all these buildings being renovated and construction. We don't know. If we have to set priorities, how on earth are we going to do that? So an idea is to involve you particularly as much as you are able to be involved, involve the staff, and they will learn more about this at staff day. Invite people to go out and talk to people in the community, either individuals or small groups, organizations. Talk about the library, but have no more than about 5 questions, because we want to know what they think is different in 2016. We want to know, do they use the public library? If they do, why? How? And if they don't, why don't they use it? What is happening there? We can go to organizations. Are you partners with a library? In what way are you a partner? If you're not a partner, what could happen so that you would be a partner? Those kinds of big questions. And if a lot of people are out representing the library, having these individual conversations or small group conversations, we're going to get a lot of really interesting information back. Because the one thing we weren't able to do on this one, we didn't really talk to people who don't use the library. We were talking to each other. And that's not a criticism. It's just the situation and what we did, and it made sense to do that. We came up with a really good base. But we really shouldn't go much further without checking in with those people and find out what they have to say. And one of the things I'm going to be doing at Staff Day is inviting the staff to go out also. People that they know, the neighbors they know that don't go to the library, or maybe the neighbors they know that do, and why they do and how they use it and where they go. Bring that information back, because that's, I think, the information we're going to need to set these really hard priorities. It's going to be so hard to do this, so we need to all do it together, and we need to be sure that we've really talked to as many people as we can. And I kind of wanted to run this by you. I'm just starting to talk about it now. I'm just talking to some people on the staff about it to be the first group of people willing to go out and ask questions so we can test this out. I'm hoping that some of you would be interested in doing that. And then we would have, we would report back to each other at Staff Day. I'm hoping some of you can come to Staff Day. That's October 10th. It's a Monday. And we will be talking about the strategic plan in the morning.
The library is closed.
If you can't come, but you can write something up that we can share with everyone, that would be great. If you can come, that would be fabulous, because the staff could hear you talk, you could hear what the staff has heard, and then we can kind of get an idea of what we want to do and what are the things that are most important. So part of why I'm bringing this up tonight is to see how that sounds to you, or any kind of tinkering you might want to do with that. The other thing, and Barbara knows a lot about this right now, but pretty soon you will all know about it. We have a tool, a new tool, that we didn't have with the other strategic plan, called Analytics on Demand, and it's a tool that helps us look at demographic information, and it allows us to see, for instance, we did it as a practice, and because Capitola needed it right at the moment, so we said, well, let's go try it and see what happens. We found, we looked at it to see who lives in the city of Capitola. Do they use the library? Who uses the library? Who doesn't use the library? You know, who are they? What do they do? What's important to them? And some of what Analytics on Demand does, you have to be a little tolerant of marketing lingo, because they put everybody in a category and all these interesting names for what the categories are. But the information is really interesting. So, like, they'll have retired people, and they call them empty nests, full pockets. So that's one kind of person. And then they have one called the Bohemia Grove, which are people from 45 to 65. They do not have full pockets, but they are very socially active. And so they need a library, and they would use the library. So how do we, you know, if there's a lot of people like that living in an area, what do we need to think about?
Who's behind this, Analytics on Demand?
It's a Gale Engage, it's a vendor.
Oh, it's Gale, okay. Mm-hmm. And they take our data then? And
yeah, and census data.
So it's census data.
Yeah. Along with our data.
Along with, yeah, okay. Everything else that we can learn. Put it together. You know, like everything in marketing, you...
Yeah.
But you see patterns that you can really use, and I think in Capitola, a lot of what we found out seemed to ring true to people, and we identified people that aren't coming in that we might want
to involve.
It was
really, really interesting.
How did you do that against our data? I mean, so you must have had our. How do you find out?
Well, what I want to do.
I'm sorry.
It's a mini big data.
Mini big data.
Yeah.
So,
all right. Okay.
So they take census data, they put it in the cloud.
Yeah.
They take data from our ILS on our patrons, and they compare our. And it's not any personal information.
Yeah.
Just zip code and street.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And age, if we have it.
Yeah.
And then they compare those two, and they mash them all up in the cloud, and then send the reports back.
And then really you get a report, and you see where all the houses of all the cardholders are.
Yeah.
you really,
that's awesome. And then the key thing, though, kind of as soon as that information hits the cloud, it gets scrubbed, so they don't keep it, so nobody's holding on to anybody's data.
And one of the things I'll do is that we have a smaller group of staff that's learning the ins and outs of this, and so what we will do is have them come present to you, present to the board, so we know what we're talking about. We'll know more about this tool, but it will be useful data for us, because maybe you want to put this in your building and not that, or whatever it would be. It's just another bit of information we didn't have before that we would have. And this might tell us something also in setting priorities for the strategic plan.
I have two questions. One, what did you discover, Barbara?
Yeah.
Well, I was, it, you know me, I love data, so I just like
to. I know.
And between our city manager and me, we now have a list of questions 3 pages long coming,
yeah, big
coming
surprise.
Back. Because we, you know, it was more of just, here's some information. It wasn't, it wasn't like final stuff for us to look at.
No.
So, you know, and so we didn't really know a lot of behind the, you know, how it works, and sometimes what the words mean, you know, what was the definition of patron versus et cetera. But that said, you know, it was really interesting. Well, in Capitola, we're very interested, of course, in the Capitola demographics, but we're also very interested in Soquel, Live Oak, and even parts of Aptos demographics, because that's who uses our branch. And so we didn't see all that, but I know we can at some point. That's
we've
doable.
Already started to do some.
But looking at Capitola alone, what was sort of interesting, because you sort of have opinions as to, okay, where do all the rich people live, and et cetera, and the sort of the demographics that go underneath, you know, income, age, et cetera. And it wasn't as clear-cut, I think, as many of us thought it might be. One thing we want to get that we'll have to figure out maybe how to get it is, there's a lot of second homes in these areas.
Yeah.
And
we have to figure that out.
Particularly for fundraising purposes.
Yeah, so somebody's not living.
Our assumption is they have a lot of money, and we want to go after them for money.
I mean, perfectly blunt.
Right, of course. The one big thing was, we always think of Capitola as this big family-friendly town. That's like what that's our brand. The number of households with children was unbelievably small.
It's very small.
We were all just like, oh,
yeah.
We could not believe it.
And the children's programs are very well attended, and they're wild and woolly. But they're not living in Capitola.
Capitola does not have.
Well, it's a small, it's only 10,000 people, right?
Yeah.
It's not a big people. But,
And so for me, a lot of the interesting, and what I would want to follow up on, is particularly the people who are not currently patrons of the library, to find out, is there any commonality that you can find in this data? I mean, are they... I mean, who knows? An age group,
Are they just not there
level,
all the time? Are they just not
working together?
Or they're not, it's a second home, they live somewhere else.
Right, exactly. So that's, you know, and that's where I would want to spend some time really taking a look at that data, and particularly looking at the geographies, possibly.
And there are also people who support the library. They may not use the library, but they support the library, and they were part of that 70% that passed the measure. So, you know, there's that piece of it, too.
So will this be an input that the staff will bring to the strategic plan process?
And we'll be sharing it with everyone, because this is information that everybody needs to have so we can figure out what the next step is, where to go. But we are gonna do with the staff as well as the commission and the board education about what analytics on demand is and it isn't, what it can do and what it can't do. So we all know what we're talking about, and so that's going to be another step that we're going to take.
So, for example, like when Capitola is closed, we look at Capitola and we notice that there's kids' programs that are very well attended, and probably a lot of those people live in Live Oak, right? Therefore, we're going to shift some of that programming over to Live Oak while Capitola.
Yeah, in the temporary. Yeah.
Or, yeah. Yeah.
Because you can do it by zip code, probably, right?
Yes.
Or census block.
You can do it by census block. You can actually draw the district you want if you want. Yeah. So
just a simple caveat, though. Our staff is still learning.
It's a very powerful tool, and we're not at that point yet. But we know enough to know that it's going to be very, very useful.
I know some areas in the county are census designated places, meaning they don't have. I don't think they have the level of detail that like a city might have or a more populated area. Have you run across that at all?
No, I haven't.
No, but that's a question I'll find out. I'll ask. Okay.
But Janice, going back to the using members of this committee to go out and talk to people, I think that's a good idea. October 10th is coming up quickly.
Yeah. So this would be what I'm hoping is that enough people would be able to get out and be able to come back and talk about what they hear, that others can see the value in this. Uh-huh. So the deadline for getting the information is October 10th. That's just going to be the first time we can really start getting an idea of what we might learn or not learn.
What is your timeline for the strategic plan generally?
Oh, now you promise not to laugh. Susan would like it by the end of December. And she would like it to be one page long.
With lots of appendices.
I went to graduate school. I know how to try to negotiate this. So we'll see what happens. We'll see. We're going to do our very, very best. We're going to do our very best.
So are you going to be creating a questionnaire with 5 questions?
What I gave you and the questions I just gave you, that's the sense of it, how exactly we word it, that's what we've got to work out. But that's the information we want. Basically, do you use the library? If you do, how? If you don't, why not? What could we do?
Right.
To change what it, it's basically
all,
that, but we have to figure out what the wording is.
Right, as long as we're all asking the same questions.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Absolutely.
And recording them in some sort of
way. Yeah, and in a consistent way.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Right, and I would, maybe we could also get some template, if you will, or direction on how to describe the groups or people we're talking to. Mm-hmm. I mean, do you want some kind of demographic information? Not necessarily going to ask people on how ages or how much money they make, but some general demographic information about it.
Okay.
How are you picturing people going into the community and doing this?
Well,
logistically,
some people will do it one to one. Some staff just know, they're in Jazzercise and they know some people that they might be able to talk to. They're in some kind of social group, and they know one or two or three people. They could just sit down and talk to. They feel comfortable.
The library.
Well, we want to know what the friends think.
So, do you have a banner? I thought I might go sit at the farmer's market for a couple of hours or something.
Oh, hey, what a great idea! Mm-hmm. We can give you what you need to do that.
Yeah, we can
take it. Oh, that's a good idea.
That.
Yeah.
We're also looking at ways to hit people digitally, for the millennials, and they're not necessarily going to be putting out a piece of paper. So we're going to be looking into pop-up surveys, those same 5 questions on the catalog when people visit the website.
Mm-hmm.
We may do a splash page when you log into Wi-Fi. There's all these different ways that we can access people as they get digital content delivered to them that is library focused. So we're going to be looking at
that. If you do that, I can bring a laptop. Right.
Yeah,
example.
And you just put it right in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But following up on what Sean said, I mean, that's a great, I could do it at our farmers market, but So that's an organization, the Farmers Market organization.
Yeah.
So you might talk with them and say, we'd like to put people at your at all the farmers markets.
Mm-hmm. To you do could. This. That's right, because they run it.
Lead time is my recommendation for, I mean, maybe they'd like to slip in, but generally.
Yeah.
I mean, we couldn't just go and do it without,
There's a huge value in the one-to-one, you know, the connection that one person has and another. Yeah.
But so you basically just free us up to go out and give us our questionnaire and anybody we know that we
and,
want to talk to.
Yeah,
and
talk, because we all have different circles and different connections. We know people who use the library quite a bit, and we're very good friends with people who don't use it at all. Maybe even in our own families. Why is that? Because they might be more likely to tell you. Mm-hmm. Don't you hit them or anything. Mm-hmm. But that's what we want to know. We want to, what is it? What are you thinking? Why isn't the library something you think about? Why don't you come? Why don't you use it? Mm-hmm. We need to know that.
So will you get us the questions and some?
Yeah, I'm working with
relatively time.
As best as I can, absolutely.
And if we come on October 10th, then we'll kind of get the same immersion that the staff is getting.
Right, and then you can be part of the sharing.
Yeah.
And I know I'm going to be out of town October 10th, but I think that I would find someone else.
That would be great.
From
that
Capitola,
would be great.
Either Capitola Friends or that's on the library advisory
absolutely.
Commission to come in with whatever
that's
we've got.
Absolutely. That would be wonderful.
Are any of the friends, you know, like the leaders and the friends in it, then invited to the staff day?
I'm doing this piece of staff day, but I will find out if they're being invited. I'm talking to them about the strategic plan, so maybe I should let everybody know I'm inviting all these people.
I don't know.
I think we should invite all these people. I think everybody should be in the same room together.
And the friends group, the big friends, would be perfect for this.
Yeah, and I am kind of waiting to hear if there's a new executive director.
Mm-hmm. The answer is no.
What?
The answer is no.
The answer is no. There is no new executive director, so Cindy will advise me about how I should do this.
I certainly will.
I knew you would.
Thank you.
And this is the other thing, so if you have ideas about this or something occurs to you tonight on the drive home, let me know. But this is the approach we want to take. And I think it's really important because I know we're going to have to set very painful priorities and we want to do it as well as we can.
So, you know, in typical strategic planning, then you end up with a vision, mission. Are you going to use
what we've developed as a base so that our vision and mission stay the same, that we still want to connect, inspire, inform, but we need to think strategically about
strategic
a public library system in this kind of transition that we're in.
Okay.
What is realistic for us to aim for?
So we aren't really doing
We're not up here this time because this was good and this is a good base, but now we're trying to figure out.
That makes December look more
doable. Right. Yeah, no. I don't think we need to unless that's feedback. If you think we do, then...
No, I read this again today.
I've been reading it through, too, and I'm saying, wow, that's pretty good.
Yeah. Barbara?
All right, thank you.
Thank you very much.
The next item is to set the next meeting date. The next scheduled meeting for our normal kind of rotation here would be, I believe, September 19th at Aptos.
Is that the fourth?
That's the third, actually. Should it be the fourth?
I thought we were the fourth. Are we the third?
Oh, there's five August.
We were the third Monday.
Anybody have a preference?
Doesn't matter to me.
Okay.
I cannot attend on 26th.
I can't, I probably won't be able to either.
How about the 19th then?
Yeah.
Hey, sounds like an idea.
So let's schedule the next meeting for September 19th at 6:30 at the Aptos branch.
Okay.
Just so then, moving forward, will it just be monthly, the fourth Monday, or should I just wait till the? Or I know next month is the third, but do we have a pattern set yet, or should I just wait?
I thought it was the third.
Well, I had it as the fourth because I had it on the
26th.
So there's no pattern. Just wait till each meeting. Gotcha.
Like this time, there's two of us that can't come
right.
On the 26th. Okay, so it'll be the
19th. All right. This meeting is adjourned.
And it's adjourned.
Great. Thank you. Thank you.
Are you still here?
Yes.